Welcome to the Job Search Podcast with your host, John Rivero, where we will be interviewing leading industry experts to help you get the job that you want. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Canadian Job Search Podcast. My name is John Rivero, your host, and today I'll be interviewing Alexander and Stephanie Florio, the founders of Swab. Swab is an award-winning social recruitment platform, and in November of 2017, the duo launched their Swab Inc. mobile application. The brother-sister team have appeared on BNN, Bloomberg, eTalk, The Feed, Amber Mac, Omni TV, The Maryland Dentist, and the list goes on and on. Well, welcome to the podcast, Stephanie and Alexander. I'm so happy to have you guys here.
Oh, we're happy to be here.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for having us.
So just for our audience, I know I've dug into Swab and what it is, but just for our audiences, what is Swab and what does Swab do exactly?
Swab is a social recruitment platform that's built specifically for employers in high turnover industries. So we target employers in the food service industry, the retail industry, anyone who's really hiring those part-time hourly wage type roles. And for job seekers, we have an app that's built specifically for them. Works a little bit similar to a dating app, whereas they create a little profile. If they don't want to apply to a job, they swipe left. And if they do want to apply to a job, they swipe right.
No, it's funny, as you were saying that, I'm like, do you get to swipe right and left? Like, how does that work? It's really neat that you get to do that. So Alexander, maybe you can fill me in, but what brought you or what gave you the idea of building out this app?
Yeah, so I think Stephanie and I, we've always had sort of an entrepreneurial spirit. And I think for us, we both always knew at one point we wanted to do our own thing. We just never knew what that was going to be. So when I graduated, I graduated in marketing. I began working in the industry. And when I started, I loved it. It was kind of everything I imagined and everything that I had worked toward. And then fast forward a few months later, and I just wasn't enjoying my role anymore. And I began getting frustrated and I started looking for new opportunities in the industry. And it became such a frustrating process for me. And through that frustration, I thought there really needs to be an easier way to do this. And so I'll admit at the time I was using the dating app Tinder. And I remember thinking to myself, well, what if there was sort of a Tinder for jobs? And I remember I spoke to Stephanie about that idea. And we both knew it was something that was unique and something that, hey, you know, this could actually be kind of cool. But not being tech people, we had no idea how to start. But we thought, this is interesting. Who could we build this for? Does this already exist? And is there a need for something like this? And so we did a ton of research, met with tons of people and found that there was a need for something like this. And we thought, let's do it. And so for us, I think our thought was, we would rather attempt this, try this and do it and fail, quite honestly, than not attempt it at all. And so for us, we started it and we haven't looked back.
Oh, excellent. And I would imagine like this app is picking up popularity, especially since or throughout the pandemic, right? Because people actually, so that's a question for you guys. So how did the pandemic impact the app and how did it impact the job seekers that were out there?
It really, for us, it was kind of like a chance to take a step back. So things were getting really busy and things are always busy. But for us, it was really taking a step back and connecting with the job seekers and understanding what are things that they want to see. So making different features in the app, making it that much more easy for them to use. And even on the employer side as well, what could we do to help support you? One of the things that we did, for example, is we target the food service industry, the retail industry, and especially during the pandemic, they were open, closed. Yeah. So even, for example, with our pricing model, we are a subscription model, but we created something specific called the individual plan where employers can pay as they post. So it's not like you're stuck in a subscription model because they're closed. We know you're not hiring right now. We're kind of all in this together. So we developed something to help them and make those payments a little easier for them because, of course, like I said, they were closed at the time. And even for the job seeker, we saw a more mature audience using the platform as well. And so we developed a web-based version. So candidates can also use our website to apply to jobs as well. So yes, of course, there's still the app out there, but for somebody who might not be the most tech savvy, who may not want to download an app, they can also look for jobs through our website.
Yeah, no, that's interesting because, you know, as I thought about your app and as I looked into it, I was thinking a younger demographic, people mm-hmm. coming out of school, university, college, even high school, right? Just anybody who's just looking for that short-term employment or just looking for a job to kind of make some extra money or to help pay their bills, tuition, mm-hmm. whatever. But it's interesting that it kind of grew into the older audience getting into it. So creating that web platform is really, I think that's really amazing that, you know, so today, is that what you're seeing? Are you seeing a mix of both youth and older people on the platform?
Yeah, I would certainly say it's a mix of both. I think our user base is still a majority of that younger audience that, like you mentioned, students, high school, college, university, or looking for those part-time roles throughout the year. But like, you know, Stephanie and I always joke around, like our mother who recently retired, she worked part-time at Bed Bath & Beyond when she retired. And we thought like she could have totally used the app and website to look for a job. But we've certainly throughout COVID, we've certainly seen a more mature audience gravitate to the platform as well.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys were initially in the hospitality industry, but it sounds like Bath, Bed and Beyond. I don't know. Hopefully I'm saying that right. There's even an opportunity within them. Cause I think about, the older generation or the generation that's on the edge of, or the cusp of retiring. Right. And those people, like, I think about, you know, just this week, my wife and I, we dropped off a vehicle and we got shuttled back home because they had somebody who was retired drive people back and forth. So from your perspective, is that where you're planning to take Swab? Is that like the plan or the bigger vision of what the application is capable of doing?
I think we're definitely open to that audience. And throughout the pandemic, it was really an eye-opener for us to see that there is more of an audience out there versus just a younger job seeker. There are people like retirees who are looking for something just mm-hmm. to kind of have part-time to fill their days. So for us, I think it's a part of our plan. I don't know if it's the full plan, but it's a part of it for sure.
Yeah. And so from an application perspective for the students that want to get onto the platform, what does that process look like for them?
It's
so simple. I mean, they get it. It's downloading an app. And once you've downloaded the app, which is also free to download, you're pretty much on your way. Like you'd select which industries you're interested in, whether you're looking for part-time, full-time, and it's up to you. You could select how far you want to travel. And then based on all of that, mm-hmm. jobs appear and then you're good to go. Mm-hmm.
Before we even launched, Alex and I, we did a year of research and spoke to so many people. And the number one way on how we found younger job seekers were looking for jobs was still printing out resumes, walking around malls, handing them out, not even knowing who's hiring. And it's like, so much has changed in our world, yet that process has stayed the same. So we really wanted to create something and listen to their feedback to really just make something simple. Like, why are you still printing out a resume when you're on your phone and you get Tinder, you can swipe left and right on jobs, like just making it that much more easy for them to use.
You know, it sounds like I'm dating myself, but I was that person that went from like place to place with the resume, hopefully so that somebody would think,
same.
Yeah. So, you know, I remember that day, those days, right? And it's like, hopefully somebody's got something, you know, maybe they got a little sign in the window that says help wanted or something, but, you know, so it's great. Cause you know, the truth is where we are with technology today and innovation is we're allowed to, you know, actually see what's available. Mm-hmm. And so have you seen, from your perspective, have you seen a higher demand for these type of roles, these entry-level roles inside these companies?
Oh yeah, definitely. And especially now, you know, throughout COVID, there's been such a shift where prior to the pandemic, it seemed that the job seeker had all of the advantage, the employer had all of the advantage where they could post out a role and they'd get everybody that they needed. But now, it's truly a job seeker's market. And so for these employers now, they're definitely looking for more resources like Swab to reach this audience. And so there's definitely been an uptick in that.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's interesting that you say that because, you know, I've spoken with some other people and they're saying the job market isn't hot or, you know, certain sectors that hot. are hot. So would you say the sector that you guys are working in is still a hot market? Like, is there still opportunity for these younger people that are looking for employment for their first, you know, everybody's looking for that first role, that first piece of experience to get into a job. Do you feel like from based on what you've seen through the app, like there's still a high demand for that?
There is tons of opportunity. If you're a young, regardless, if you're, you know, a student, newcomer, somebody who's looking for these types, an hourly wage job, there is tons of opportunity. And one thing that we've always sort of encouraged our users throughout the last little while was, you know, if you're looking for an opportunity, whether this is your first, second job, you have such a great opportunity to get hired fairly quickly. And really gain some valuable work experience. So if it's one of those things, like the opportunities are there, if you want it, it's literally right there.
Yeah, actually, you know, I want to dive into that because I think that's really interesting. So you say quickly. So on average, what are you seeing? So from the time a posting goes up to a time it gets filled, how quickly is that happening? Because one of the things, you know, people that are listening to this are always wondering how long does that job search process take? And I know with certain roles in certain industries, it can take up to like a month. I was working with somebody recently where they, of course, they interviewed with Google, which is a little bit different, but they were getting into an entry role there. And that whole process took a year.
Oh, wow.
So I know it's like, wow. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, and Google, that's what I heard. So, you know, don't come and sue me for misrepresentation because that's what the person told me the process took. So from your perspective, what are you seeing? Like how quickly are roles being filled inside these companies?
So I think it really depends on the employer and how fast they want to act on the candidate, because we're seeing people applying to roles nonstop. But if you're an employer who kind of takes their time, you might lose that candidate because they're probably going to get hired somewhere else. But we recently, just to share this, had our fastest hire, which was 2 days. An employer posted a job, they interviewed the next day and hired that candidate. So it happens pretty fast, but I would say it kind of depends on the employer. But I'm happy to say, like, we've seen a week. But most recently, our fastest hire has been 2 days.
No, excellent. And I love that because you can do it from the comfort of your home, right? So there's no additional, no cost, no expense of actually traveling somewhere, hoping, you know, you're dropping off your resumes. Like my niece did that this summer. She didn't, I guess I didn't tell her about Swab fast enough, but she ended up walking into a place and she dropped off her resume, waited for a call. The whole process took 2 weeks. And it's like, you know, you can do it right from your app. Totally. So it sounds like you just gave us a tip for the employers that are out there that are looking for, you know, for that position to be filled. Like you got to be responsive, right? It sounds like you got to be on it, on top of it. And you just have to, you know, get back to that employee or that candidate very quickly.
Yeah.
So
what
would be one or two tips? Actually, let's go both sides, right? You sound like you gave us a tip for the employer already. Is there any other tips that you'd want to give employers when they're in the hiring process using your app?
Yeah, I think,
Go right ahead.
I think ultimately, yes, you know, you have to be responsive. But just, you know, when you're interviewing candidates, I think one thing that we've seen a lot of candidates throughout this time really appreciate is different things that, you know, the employer might offer as a perk or different ways that the employer will make that candidate feel valuable. That's one thing where even if it's a part-time job somewhere, you know, flipping burgers, a lot of these candidates and job seekers want to know that wherever they're working, that their contribution is valued and what they're doing is appreciated. And so I think if you're an employer who's looking to hire, really, you know, value that candidate really and really value what they're doing, because I think especially younger job seekers, they want to feel validated. They want to feel like what they're doing is being valued. And so I think just making sure that you are responding on time and not letting that candidate go somewhere else, but also letting that candidate know that, you know, this is what they would be doing and you would be appreciated in your role. It certainly goes a long way.
Yeah. And then that validates some of the research that I've been doing as well in terms of just company culture. It doesn't matter how big or how small the role is inside of the organization, but that sense of purpose, that sense of belonging, that sense of, contribution to the company is big, right? So that, no, that's excellent. So from a job seeker's perspective, what is one or two things that they could do to be a little bit more effective in getting that call from the employer?
I would say just like take the time to fill out your resume properly. Having somebody double check your resume for even spelling. Like we always say that I am somebody who's learned from that mistake. I did not get a job before because I had spelling mistakes. Alex is my like grammar police. Anything I send to him, he's checking it because I am not good. So I would just say, make sure what you're putting out there is done properly. And even like show up on time for your interview. Like if you get to the point where you're getting an interview, show up on time. If you can't make it, let the employer know. Like it's not the end of the world. Things happen. We're all human, but be respectful of that employer's time.
And these are all things that you think are common sense, but it happens far too often. And like Stephanie said, you know, somebody might notice a spelling mistake on their resume and think, oh, well, nothing, you know, it's nothing there. They won't notice, but employers will notice. Certain things like polishing your resume and being respectful of the employer's time, that's another big thing will certainly help you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're right. You know, it may seem like what's common sense isn't always common, you know, the expression. But yeah, little things like that. And I think those are great tips, you know, having that courtesy, having that respect as somebody who's searching. It doesn't, and the truth is, you know, most people are doing phone interviews anyways to start with, right?
Exactly.
So there's no excuse for being late, but things do happen. Things do come up, and having that respect for that employer, it also tells them, and it says a lot about your character when you do that, right? When you do the follow-ups, you keep them engaged, you have those conversations with them, you let them know what's going on. And the truth is there's Grammarly out there. If nobody's ever heard of it, Grammarly.com.
I use it.
So do I, right? So English is my first language, but I still use it because there's always little things in there that you can do and change.
Whatever you can do to be better, it's fine.
No, absolutely. Yes, there are lots of opportunities out there. But the truth is, there's also lots of candidates out there. Yes. And you want to bring yourself to the forefront. You want to give yourself the best odds of actually getting the call, getting, you know, going through that conversation. And I would even add in, you know, before you step into the interview, just know what you're going to go talk about.
Exactly.
You know, people go in, they don't think, they're like, oh, I'll just wait and see what happens. Like, no, don't wait and see what happens. You wouldn't go to school without your homework or your work done and then just do it in class, right? So yeah, no, take a minute, think about it as you walk through the process and and just work with somebody, right? So, and you guys, I believe you have some educational information as well on your site in terms of, you know, other tips and strategies that people can use to be successful, not only on the employer side, but also on the candidate side. So that's always a great plus and it's always nice to have.
Yeah.
So
for
the both of you, so one last question. So what is the future of Swab? Where are you guys going with this?
I think it's just continuing to improve the platform and really just continuing to push it out to make Swab really a household name throughout Canada. Next up is the US. So taking over the job market for hourly wage roles. That's what we're trying to do.
And I think for, you know, again, if you're not evolving, then you're kind of staying stagnant and that's not good for anybody. So I think as long as we're continuing to, you know, utilize the feedback that we get, continue to evolve. And I think for us, like we've always said that success is defined by, you know, if somebody is looking for a job and they're on our platform and they think to use Swab first to look for a job, then that's a win. And same thing on the employer side. If an employer is looking to hire and their first thought is to post a job with Swab versus another platform, then that's a win. So I think for us, it's about continuing to grow and expand and continue to support people who are looking for jobs and those who are looking for the people.
Yeah, excellent. I love it. So if people wanted to get a hold of the app, I'll include a link in the show notes, but where could they go to get information or to be able to download the app?
They can download the app free in the App Store or Google Play, or if they're looking for a job, they can also visit our website at swabapp.com.
Excellent. I'll make sure I include the links in the show notes so people can go directly to it. Stephanie Alexander, thank you for your time today. It's been an honor and a pleasure speaking with you. And I love what you're doing to serve the community out there. You know, very few people talk about wanting to do things to change the world, to make the world a better place, make it easier. But you guys are actually doing it. So kudos to both of you for doing that. And for helping people get into their very first roles as well. And it doesn't matter if you are a Canadian here, born and raised, going through the school system, but also for the newcomers that are, you know, looking to attract that very first role. This is a great app for that. So definitely a high recommend, a high five for me, whatever you want to call that. But definitely go check it out. And again, thank you for your time today. And I wish you continued success as you grow and, you know, take North American domination of SWAB, which is awesome.
Perfect. thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And for those of you listening, make sure you download the app. It's going to help you get your very first role. Make sure you check it out. All right. Thanks for your time. Talk to you all next time.
Thank you.